Sometimes, typing in a program forces you to see the details you would otherwise miss. Copying and pasting and then running the program sometimes is just too easy. Other times, typing in a program is a waste of effort. Of course, not running the programs at all is a complete waste of opportunity. The steps in this chapter are shown for a computer running Windows XP. Nearly the same steps can be used for other varieties of Windows. The software used in these notes is the minimum possible requirement, free on all Windows computers. Even if you have better software, it is wise to start out with this minimum. If you are using an integrated programming environment, IDE, such as Eclipse or BlueJay, you can copy the programs into your environment and run them. But most IDEs expect you to make a program part of a project and require several preliminary steps before you can run it. To quickly copy a program and run it and play with it, the steps described here are actually easiest and best. Of course, using the super easy method mentioned on the previous page is even better as long as it lasts. Rather than use Notepad, you can use the Crimson programming editor. In fact, I recommend it. Crimson is free, simple, and easy to use, but it is a big improvement over Notepad. See its website. Another popular programming editor is Notepad++. See its website. For writing big programs, a free Java IDE such as BlueJay or Eclipse may be your best choice. But, as mentioned, most of our example programs are really very small, and the minimum environment described in these pages is probably best. There are many IDEs described in the following webpage. If you decide to use an IDE, you will have to learn how to use it.